Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 124.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. Hi, my name is Brendan Lowe, and welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 124. Now, in this episode, I'm going to be going over a continuation of this four-part series. This is going to be using the switch within a measure, okay? So last podcast, we were going over the switch every other measure or every measure or every two measures, every four measures, whatever you decide to work on it as. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about the switch within the measure, which is going to make things a little wild and crazy, you know, but who doesn't like wild and crazy, right? Woo, here we go. So that's really all I have to say for this introduction. Go to jazzpianoschool.com/singers to get on our VIP singer accompaniment list so you can get more information about the release of our singer accompaniment mastery specialty course, which is going to be fantastic. It's going to have so many different backup tracks with different types of vocalists, different styles, different variations. You'll have the ability to listen to me playing with them, listen to just the vocalist as a backup track, vocalist with a backup track and a click. So you can work with that in so many different styles and different manners. And obviously there's a ton of amazing education, including everything I'm teaching here in the podcast, just more in depth, more practice exercises, workbook exercises, stuff like that, you know, so all the good stuff. You get more of the details inside this course. So with that being said, again, jazzpianoschool.com/singers will be launching in just a couple weeks. If you listen to this podcast afterwards and you go to jazzpianoschool.com/singers, we'll probably just turn that page into basically an info page about the course if you are interested in signing up for that. All right. So with that being said, let's dive right into this episode. So we were talking about the switch in last week's episode. So now we're doing the switch within a measure. So last week, just to recap, right, we did the switch every other measure. So my left hand would be the anchor. Then my right hand would be the active roll. And then we'd switch. Right? Right? You see the different switches of the active rolls happening and whatnot. So what we're going to do now in today is actually do the switch within the measure. So you kind of want to split the measure up into two parts, right? You want to think about beats 1 and 2 and beats 3 and 4. So if I start on beat 1, right, I would simply play my active roll within those first two beats, right? Beats 1 through 3. So 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1. So now my active roll has taken over the second portion of the measure, right? Right, oh, sorry, I switched the rolls there. Right, so within the measure switch, you have both things happening. Now that's a lot, right? It's a lot to do, it's a lot to play, it's a lot to process. We're not doing this every time. Remember, these are textures, they're contrasting textures that you wanna use and balance out. So not all the time would we use this, but you do have this in your tool bag, okay? If I did it the other way around, right, my right hand would be the anchor, and then it would switch whatever comping pattern you would wanna use. Right, so you can move back and forth, and again, just kind of going back and forth. Now, one little tip, again, this isn't going to be a long video, YouTube, podcast, whatever. With these switches, right, obviously you need to kind of go over the last episode first before you start to get this under your fingers, but with these switches, if I were to continue, as you can see here, it forms a pattern, right? And we don't want to get into necessarily any sort of kind of real pattern because then it's just going to sound the same, right? Mm-hmm. right? So how do we break out of that pattern? We need to switch the roles around. So right now, the left hand is, starting, and then the right hand's kind of doing some comps. But what if we continue over the bar line? So instead of just, maybe we do this for two measures, we do the in measure switch.
Right.
Right, so that time I just carried my left hand active role over the G minor. It was still kind of emphasizing the chord, but I carried it over into my C minor, right? Or my C altered I played there. Right, and the same thing can be done with the right hand. So if we start the active role here, and then we can carry over the bar line. It doesn't have to be, you don't want to get into that similar pattern where you're just kind of doing the same thing all the time, right? And when we carry over the bar line, let's say I start my left hand here. Now, your right hand can obviously comp while your left hand is the active role. You don't have to leave it out completely. Like, you don't have to have your left hand be the active role and your right hand's doing nothing and vice versa. Your right hand's just comping. Feel free to add in, like, similar components of your two feel, your right hand comps, different sorts of variations and things you can add in. But when you start to use this kind of equation, again, the basics and the bare essentials of the in-measure switch, it's going to sound absolutely fantastic, right? So here we go. So again, you're moving back and forth. You're having a conversation, which is creating an interaction within the measure. The active role is happening very, very quickly within the measure. And again, it's you don't want to use it all the time. Sometimes you want to switch within the measure. Sometimes you want to switch every other measure. Sometimes you want to switch every measure. Sometimes you don't want to switch at all, right? You can just have your two feel going. Right, you just have your two feel going, and then when things get, and again, in the course, obviously, there's going to be parts that I'm going to teach you to move away from this. How do we use this middle register, like to especially in the bridge, to kind of bring out stuff, right? You know, stuff like this, and obviously using the high register and different things like that. This isn't the only thing when we're accompanying, but it is the majority, because if we do too much of that kind of more of the flashy stuff, the showy stuff that's kind of overtaking the singer or kind of really filling in the register here, it's going to overpower them. That's not what we want. If you're the only one playing, like if it's your solo, go for it. But when we're supporting, we need to stay below this middle C in order for them to take the melody wherever they are, their range, right? And really highlight them. And by using the switch, by using the in-measure switch, the two feel, the different textures that I've been talking about, you know, for the last couple weeks and the last couple podcasts, you can really start to support them very, very well. So again, to practice your in-measure switch, you just need to take it very, very slowly. Start off, you want to start your placement off like with your left hand, okay, or your right hand, whatever it is. So I may start with my right hand here. I'm going to do a couple comps. And again, the best comp for the in-measure switch for your right hand is basically going to be 1 and 2 and 3. You can't really get anything else much more in besides that, right? You can get that. That, da-da-da, right? That's difficult. It sounds, you can make it sound good. I mean, you can get crazy with it, obviously. There's so many different types of rhythms you can do. But again, I'd recommend starting out with the one. So 1 and 2 and 3. And then your left hand is the active role now. So left hand's anchor, right hand's active role. Left hand's active role. And then you can switch, right? So your right hand might be the anchor. And then that way you get used to playing through the tune with different active roles in different places, right? Now, once you've kind of worked through this, start to take things a little bit further, right? Start to switch your active role. Maybe you go into the switch every measure after you've done an in measure switch, excuse me. So I might start with an in measure switch. So that time, I took the full measure to do my comp, right? To do my comp, and that way I switched at the measure, not within the measure, right? Right, different rhythms, kind of variations. Again, I go into all that, different types of reharms and movements, double-handed comps in the course. But that is the in-measure switch. That's what you want to start to work on. There's not much to that. And again, I've been building up to this. So if you haven't listened to the last episodes, you're going to be like, well, this is kind of completely out of place, Brendan. What are you talking about, right? So you really have to listen to the part one, part two of the series. In the next podcast I'm going to do, I'm going to put everything together. So we have the two feel. We have the single measure switch or every other measure, any sort of anything that's not a non-in-measure switch, right? And then we have the in-measure switch. And then obviously we just have walking bass too. And we have a lot of different textures and components I haven't talked about, but again, that's all in the course, fills, reharms, things like that, that you can use to get away from just this supportive method of comping that I'm talking about for accompaniment in the singers, okay? So enjoy that. Have fun. Again, go to jazzpianoschool.com/singers to check out, get on the list for all the details. And again, if you listen to this podcast afterwards, then you will get an info page there telling you about the course and how you can get it. All right, have a fantastic day. And as always, happy practicing.